With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. One of writer Jeffrey Wolfe's worst fears took place some time ago, and that experience drew him closer to many other residents of Providence, Rhode Island.
We were all people who had had crimes done against us of one kind or another. Because having crimes done against you had become so commonplace, so ordinary, that seemed to me extraordinary. And so I wanted to write about what it felt like to be violated.
Jeffrey Wolfe and his family were violated by a break-in at their home, not once, but twice within 3 weeks, and that radically changed their lives.
We began to barricade the doors, we nailed shut the windows, carried things we cared about upstairs every night, and then back downstairs in the mornings.
For fear of further thefts, Wolfe began to, in his words, feed the roaches.
We used to leave stuff downstairs on the dining room table, a camera, some cash, some stuff that we hoped would content them, that would keep them from moving on the larder upstairs.
Jeffrey Wolfe found himself obsessed. Who were the people who robbed him? What were their lives like when they weren't breaking into houses?
That obsession, which began in perhaps almost an unhealthy, morbid obsession, after a time began to translate itself in the sort of writer's way of things into stories.
The stories became a novel, Providence, which is as much about the Rhode Island city as it is the small-time hoods, the mob leaders, cops, lawyers, and others whose lives somehow revolve around the criminal courts. Jeffrey Wolfe, with his brilliant use of language, has written a deliciously crafted novel that captures the voice of a small, often violent New England city. Providence, now a Penguin paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.